This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU Livestock Management Specialist Lacey Quayle from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Lacey, calving going on right now and support of the cow in post-calving is obviously important. Tell us more about it.
One of the biggest ways that we can support our cattle are supplying adequate nutrition after calving. We know that a cow's energy demands vary throughout a normal production cycle. Her lowest energy demands, of course, will be after she weans that calf, but her highest demands are almost directly after calving because of lactation. So during early lactation, peak milk production actually occurs around 60 to 80 days after calving, and the energy demands during that time period could be 40 to 50% more than the energy demands before calving for that cow. So something to keep into consideration when we think about the feed that we're supplying to our cattle during that time.
All right, good stuff, Lacey. Hey, we'll have more on post-calving for the cow when we come back.
The Minot Hot Tots and Honeybees are back in action this summer at Corbett Field in Minot, North Dakota. The schedule is packed with even bigger and better theme nights, fun promotions for the whole family, warm summer evenings, and of course, baseball and softball. The fun starts on May 26th at 6:35 p.m., but you can go to hottotsbaseball.com or honeybeesoftball.com today to see what's in store this season.
You're gonna love this. Every Sunday at Slim Chickens, you get one kid's meal for $1.99 with the purchase of one adult meal. They'll love our fresh kids' chicken tender meal or the oh-so-good kids' mac and cheese meal. Spend Sundays with Slims. It's as easy as that. We want to do our part to help your family any way we can. $1.99 kids meals. Dine in or drive through on Sundays only at Slim Chickens.
Talking the cow after calving today on Ranching Issues with Lacey Quayle. And Lacey, some suggestions here for ranchers.
We talked about how energy requirements can increase so dramatically during lactation, and the priority of a cow is going to be her maintenance requirements first, then milk production, and then reproduction. So if she's going to supply energy for all of those priorities, it's really important that we think about providing high quality feed during that time. And in order to know that you have high quality feed, you need to be testing forages, especially those harvested forages, to know just exactly what you're supplying to those cattle. It's also important that we think about body condition, right? We talk a lot about body condition going into calving. That's a huge reason why, because we know there are such high demands directly after calving. We want to make sure cows are entering the calving season at a proper body condition score.
Thanks, Lacey, for that. And that concludes this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by the Minot Hot Tots at hottotsbaseball.com, by Slim Chickens in Minot, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for all of your ag banking needs.